Rachel Lampa has returned with some new music. He's Good is playing on FM 90.3 WJTL. It's 1:32. Later this fall, Zach Williams is bringing his Rescue Story Tour to Santander Performing Arts Center in Reading. And he joins us on the line right now for an update. Thanks for joining us, Zach. How's the concert tour going so far?
It's going good so far. We just had our first show last night in Syracuse, and it was sold out, and everything went great, man. Tonight we are in South Portland, Maine. Tomorrow we're in Massachusetts, and then we go on to Stamford, Connecticut, and then home for a day or two, and then back out on the road. So we're just starting out, but it's going great so far.
Well, the name of your tour is Rescue Story. How would you summarize your rescue story?
Yeah, I mean, for me, this whole record is a pretty personal record for me. You know, I tell people, I think over the last year and a half working on this record, it was really the first time since, you know, kind of the success of Chainbreaker and everything kind of took off that I've really had time to kind of sit and just, you know, evaluate and reflect on my life over the last several years. And, you know, for me, I did a lot of, like, reflecting over the last 20, 30 years of my life, just to the places where, you know, I grew up in church. I grew up with an amazing family that at an early age really planted a seed and instilled this, you know, this belief of who Jesus Christ was and what he's done in my life. But to be honest with you, I got away from that when I turned about 18, 19 years old. And there was a period of about, you know, 15 years of my life where I just kind of ran from everything I knew about, you know, God and everything my parents had taught me. And, you know, I'd gotten to some places, pretty dark places in my life where I was just, you know, questioning a lot of things. And, you know, is there a God out there that could forgive me, that loves me? And, you know, I think the realization that no matter where I'd been in my life, God had always been there with me, walking every step of the way. And in the moment that I, you know, fell on my knees and cried out for him, he was right there with his hand stretched out. And, you know, that for me is, you know, kind of the story behind the song Rescue Story. It's kind of been the story behind a lot of the songs on this record.
Yeah.
And so it just felt like the right title for a tour. It felt like the right title for this album and this season of life that I'm in. And I think the thing about it is everybody that's ever been in that place, you know, we have a rescue story that you know, God has done in our life and that we can use now to share with others. So
I understand the Big Daddy Weave song Redeemed had an impact on your life. Tell us about that.
Yeah, in 2012, I was in one of the lowest places of my life. I'd been touring in this rock band for about 7 years. And we were in Europe touring in Spain, and I just remember me and my wife were honestly about to call it quits. She was pregnant with our daughter, who's now 7 years old, and I just remember we were both talking about getting a divorce and, you know, not knowing if we could continue to kind of do the thing we'd been doing. And she was tired of the lifestyle. And, you know, I knew I needed to make some changes, and I didn't really think I was, you know, at the time I didn't know that I wanted to or if I was strong enough or if I could. And I just remember having this kind of moment before that tour started where I was like, God, I know that you're real. You know, I know who you are. I've grown up with you my whole life, but I just need you now to prove it to me. And if you do, I'm done. And I was in that tour for a week, and we were driving across Spain, and the guy that was driving our bus was just scanning radio stations one day, and we were driving about 8 hours, you know, across Europe, and I heard that song, and the radio station stopped, and I heard Redeem come across the radio, and man, it hit me hard. And I remember going back to my hotel room and looking that song up and listening to it over and over, and I called my wife and told her I was going to quit my band and fly home and cancel our shows and start going to church. And she, you know, she thought I was crazy at the time, but you know, that's what I did. And I never looked back. And it's just become, it was a huge turning point in my life. And it's really cool to see how God has used that moment and brought things full circle with the guys in Big Daddy Weave. And, you know, we've all become really good friends. And it's things like that only God can do, you know, but you gotta be willing to let God do that and surrender yourself to him.
Yeah, and Big Daddy Wee currently has a song called Alive, which I understand you wrote that song. How is it that the song that you wrote became a Big Daddy Wee song?
Yeah, that's another one of those moments. You know, Big Daddy Wee, I shared the story with them on how I heard their song on a radio call-in one day, and I shared it with Mike, and about 3 or 4 months later, they invited me to go on tour with them. And so while I was out on tour with them, I remember we were sitting in the front lounge of a bus one day, and we were just sharing music that we'd written and things like that. And I had a song that I almost put on my first record that just never felt like my song. I tried to play it 2 or 3 times, and every time I'd ever tried to play it, it just didn't feel like it belonged to me. And I remember the day I wrote it, talking to my producer, I was like, man, this feels like something Big Daddy Weave should record. And so I just kind of held on to it, and we were sharing songs, and I played this song for Mike, and he heard it, and he was like, dude, can you send me the lyrics? Do you have a demo for that? So I sent him the lyrics and sent him a demo, and 2 or 3 days later, he calls me, and he's like, man, we're going to record that song. And I was like, really? And so, you know, typically those things take a while. So a year and a half later, they started getting ready to work on their record, and they'd had that song on hold for about a year and a half, and they recorded it. And, you know, it was just really cool to see how God can take that moment, you know, in my life of where I was, and have a song that, you know, they wrote to minister to me. And then they were in a rough season, you know, with Jay had just lost his feet, and I think their dad wasn't in very good health at the time, and they were just in a pretty dark time. And, you know, be able to write a song, you know, called Alive, and, you know, just the message that it had in it to just breathe life back into those guys. It was just really cool to be a part of that.
Sounds like a very special relationship forming between you and the members of Big Daddy Weave.
Yeah, they're great.
Talking with Zach Williams, he's going to be appearing with Josh Baldwin at Santander Performing Arts Center in Reading November 7th, 7 p.m. You can get ticket information at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. How did Josh get teamed up for the tour? You and he get teamed up for the tour.
Yeah, I met Josh a couple of years ago. We were on a tour called Roadshow, and Bethel was out on that tour with us. And I remember me and a bunch of the guys in the band kind of hit it off with Josh because we're a bunch of country boys, and Josh is from North Carolina. And I just remember walking out one night when Josh was leading worship just with an acoustic by himself. He was doing an offering song, and man, I was just kind of enamored by what he was doing. I was like, man, this is what it's all about, you know. And he was playing a song that I ended up asking him. I was like, dude, you know, do you care if we play that at some of our shows? And it was one of his original songs. He was like, no, dude, go ahead. We just became friends and got to hanging out. And when this kind of started happening, I've just been following what he's been doing and the songs he's been writing over the last year or so. And it just felt like it made sense. So he came out, and some of the guys in my band are going to back him up every night and open the show with him, and then we'll come out and do our set and then bring Josh back out to lead some worship with us at the end of the night. It was really cool last night, so looking forward to this tour. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, well, it seems like a lot of the songs on your album reflect life transformation by the grace of God. Which song would you say is most personal for you?
I would say I've got a few. I mean, I think Rescue Story is a very personal song for me as far as my journey back to faith and just what God's done in my life. I think when I think about grace and God's mercy, on the first record, there was a song called To the Table. That was a really personal song for me, just of, you know, this picture of grace that, you know, God had performed in my life and so many others. But there's a new song on the new record called There Was Jesus that I had a chance to do a duet with Dolly Parton on. And for me, it was really just a really cool song to write, because it's kind of talking about in all the moments that you didn't realize that God was around or existed, there was Jesus. And one of the choruses, in the waiting and the searching and the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces, every minute, every moment of where I've been and where I'm going, there was Jesus. And for me, it's like looking back on my life, from growing up as a kid to now, I remember my parents praying Jeremiah 29:11 over me every night, and never really understood what that verse meant until just recently, just how powerful, you know, prayer can be, and a mother and a father's, you know, belief in God and just a hope and a future, you know, and a promise for their kids. I never really got that until just recently, when I look back and see just where God has brought me from and what he's done in my life in such a short time. It's a miracle, you know. And that song for me, I would say, is probably one of my most personal songs on the record.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk with us today. Zach Williams, he's on the road for the Rescue Story Tour along with Josh Baldwin, and they're going to be at Santander Performing Arts Center November 7th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Really looking forward to your appearance in our area. I'm about to play your latest single, Rescue Story. Is there anything you'd like to say to set up the song?
No, I think we kind of covered it. I mean, I think for me, I think what I want people to hear out of this song is I want, when they hear it, for them to be reminded, you know, when did their rescue story start?
All right. Thank you, Zach. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, brother.